Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. Legendary Aussie defender and netball icon Sharni Layton has recently launched sharnilayton.com, and she's finally been able to share the news with us that an official Sharni biography called No Apologies will be released in March 2021. We've been finding out more.
Sharni, you've got a book coming out.
I know! Isn't that exciting?
Is it all finished, or are you slacking a bit to finish it
off?
Yeah,
no, I'm finishing it off. If it was ready to go, then I would have it ready to go by Christmas, that's for sure. But unfortunately, I'm not that quick a writer. So that was the best time frame, or the quickest time frame that we could come up with. So, which is still a very short time to come up with a book. So, you know, fortunately for myself, I've journaled a lot throughout my whole playing career, and, you know, and away from the court, journaling is a huge pastime for me. So I had about 35,000 words before we even got started. So that has helped, but it's been a matter of actually sorting out what goes where, what the chapters are going to look like. I've got another writer helping me do the structure because obviously it's something that I haven't done before. So she's been incredibly helpful, but I'm really excited to get it out there. But, you know, it's going to be a great time for the book to come out. It's during the AFLW season, which is when I'll hopefully be playing over here. So dependent on COVID, and we'll just see how we go from there. But it's just been a really nice experience to reflect on your not only career but life. It's a whole memoir about my childhood and teenage years and all the rest of it. So you know, it's aimed at mid-20s, it's probably for, and females probably most likely, but I reckon you'll love it too, Andy. I think all netballers will get something out of it. I'm not saying you're a girl, but I'm saying like that netball community will love it. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I'm very insightful, very open and honest as I always am, and it's been a really fun process for me.
Your manager, Kath, got the deal with the firm, didn't she? So I suppose how long between that confirmation and you actually getting started on it?
Oh, no, I was already started on it. So I was already like, already started on it. So it's a matter of getting it all right. You obviously don't want to launch it too early. So kind of getting people excited. I'm excited, which is good. I've always wanted to write a book, and you'll read that in my preface. But it's been just that one thing that I've always wanted to do because I've loved writing. I wrote a lot of poems when I was younger. English was my favourite subject. I just love being creative, and I write like I talk. It's a very fun. I've written lots of poems and speeches for friends at weddings and things like that. So it's really nice to be able to share a hidden talent, I guess, with my peeps, with everyone out there who's always supported me.
A good part of any book for me is the stories you never knew. So I'm expecting, is it gritty in there? Will anything surprise you?
I think a lot will surprise you, absolutely. I think also from my childhood, but I think also from my netball journey, there will be a lot of stuff in there that, you know, like why I went to Adelaide from when I grew up in Melbourne, and, well, you know, why I left Adelaide after winning a premiership, and then why I left Sydney. So it's kind of the reasons behind, really in depth, behind the decisions that I made and why I made them. And obviously the mental health will be in there as well, which will go delve right into that. So it's very challenging having to delve back into those dark times, but I think it's important so that I can share that with other people so that they know that they're not going through this alone or going through anything alone. We all deal with these things. And so, I'm all about connection, community. That's what's important to me. And if anyone, even if they don't get anything out of this book, like life lesson wise, if they enjoy it and they have a bit of a laugh, you know, I was a bit of a party animal when I was younger. So there's a few stories like that in there.
Really?
Yeah, I was wild. So that's all in there too. It's really funny. I think my friends always laugh at me. They say, oh, my God, Sharni, like if only people knew the real you, like you would not be a professional athlete. So now they're going to find out the real me and decide whether they still think I'm a professional athlete or not.
it's got to have as well 6 pages of photos halfway through the book. I bet that was fun selecting that.
Oh, I haven't done that yet. It's going to be so hard because I have started going through them, but I've got so many. Do you have any requests?
How about one planned for a certain team in Duck Egg?
Oh, that needs to be I think that's a great idea. We might have to try and slip one in there from the old Surrey Storm, the Fast Five. That was a great story. And that was the very last netball game of my career. Actually, it was the last netball game that I ever played. So I think it definitely has to get a run.
So that's going to be in there in some form. That's good. Even a short paragraph, that's handy.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe. I love my UK Shiny Army will be a whole bloody chapter.
I saw a tweet from Dan Ryan as well. He said there's a story about an injured shoulder that required surgery.
Yes, I know. Mr. Dan Ryan did injure my shoulder. So I won't go into too much detail, but I did miss out on an Aussie tour because he was my assistant coach and he rammed me and I tore my rotator cuff. So, but it was only a bit of friendly fire.
Are we doing the audio book for you? Is it going to be an audio book?
Yes. Oh, well, I hope so. I don't really know. I don't know how it all works. I'm very new to this. So I will let you know if I do or not, but it hasn't been spoken about yet.
The nice thing is sharnylayton.com has got more information on the book. For the time being, all we can say is buy it and save up for the money.
Yes, exactly right. And I've got to get some over to you in the UK, so we'll definitely do that, Andy.
Well, the good thing is I've already been taking pre-orders for signed copies and with a bit of commission as well. I'm on to about 18 that I've already pre-sold for
you. Oh, my gosh. You're such a legend.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
These are always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.